The provincial government has announced a one-time $2 million investment to help develop a Mi'kmaq mental health and addiction strategy. The aim is to create a high-quality mental wellness system that incorporates Mi'kmaq culture and values to enhance trauma-informed supports. Today's announcement demonstrates the partnership between the Mi'kmaq and the provincial health system and acknowledges the long-standing health disparities between the Mi'kmaq and other Nova Scotians as a result of colonization, systemic racism and generations of cultural, social, and historical disadvantage, said Wagmatcook First Nation Chief Norman Bernard in a news release. With this funding, communities will lead and develop a comprehensive and high-quality First Nations mental wellness system that values culture as the foundation and incorporates the Mi'kmaq holistic vision of healing and wellness. The money will be going to a new health and wellness organization called TGCAIM. The organization is a collaboration of all 13 Mi'kmaq First Nations. The funding announced today will enable the advancement of the mental wellness priorities that have been identified by the First Nations communities, said TGCAIM's Executive Director Lindsay Peach in a news release. Working collaboratively with community, health teams, and partner organizations, the Mi'kmaq Mental Health and Addiction Strategy will guide the development of a continuum of mental health and addiction services that are led by the Mi'kmaq of Nova Scotia, focusing on strengths and supporting the growth of a skilled Indigenous workforce.